Now we'll finish off this part one with some more news items. We'll see a bit of the countryside and wildlife. The local grey seal colony is famous and plans are afoot to enhance its protection. The Northern Distributor Road comes in for more criticism as its newly planted trees die off regularly. But at the same time, four city parks receive coveted Green Flag Awards, and a team of volunteer gardeners create the Norwich Botanist's Garden. A Norfolk seal charity is taking extra precautions to protect the welfare of seals on Norfolk beaches during their breeding season this autumn and winter. The Friends of Horsey Seals, who protect the Atlantic grey seal colony at Horsey and Winterton beaches, will begin their annual voluntary beach closure a week before the half term on Saturday the 23rd of October. They have also promised to deploy volunteer wardens to protect the seals as much as possible. Over the summer months, an increase in the number of visitors to the region's beaches has led to a number of incidents where people are found to be harassing seals and getting too close to them or by not controlling their dogs properly. This has caused concern for the charity, as pregnant seals are particularly vulnerable at this time. People getting too close prevents seals from resting. This is particularly dangerous for mothers as they need to conserve their energy and keep up their body weight so they can feed their pups and survive themselves after birth. Last year there were around 2,500 pups born on Horsey and Winterton. However, up to 60% of the seal pups die within the first 18 months. Despite the beach closures, people will still be able to get a good view of the seals without disturbing them by visiting special viewing points on the top of the sand dunes. Wardens will be on hand to guide visitors and to answer any questions people may have about the breeding season, which runs from November to January.
A further 500 trees and shrubs, which were planted along the route of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, have died, council bosses have confirmed. A maintenance and replacement contract exists with Norse, which identifies trees on Broadland Northway which have not survived. A substantial programme of replanting was undertaken last year, which was largely successful. A low failure rate has been observed after last year's replanting, and those trees which have failed will be replaced in November-December 2021. Liberal Democrat County Councillor Stephen Accorone said, "Tree planting is a small but important part of our local response to the climate emergency, but it is pure tokenism when it comes to offsetting enormous road building projects. It will take decades before newly planted trees can offer any meaningful carbon offset or habitat replacement, and even that depends on a sufficient proportion surviving, which, as we're seeing in the case of the NDR, is not the case."
Four Norwich City Green Spaces have won a prestigious Green Flag Award. Eaton Park, Waterloo Park, Mousehold Heath and the University of East Anglia have been recognised as the best green spaces in the country and collected a Green Flag Award for 2021. A record 2,127 parks and green spaces have collected this year's award following a challenging 18 months of lockdown and disruption. The awards are now in their 25th year, having started back in 1996. Green Flag Award scheme manager Paul Todd said, "I would like to congratulate everyone involved in the 2,127 parks and green spaces on their achievements. To meet the requirements demanded by the scheme is a testament to the hard work of staff and volunteers who do so much to ensure that their site has high standards of horticulture, safety and environmental management, and is a place that supports people to live healthy lives."
Across the city, patches of disused green spaces are being transformed thanks to the hard graft of volunteers. The Hemley Garden Project is on a mission to spruce up the gardens of Norwich's many medieval churches and unveiled their latest transformation. The team has already seen the garden of All Saints Church turned into a twinning garden celebrating the city's global Twin Cities, which opened in 2019. And now the latest vision pays tribute to 1,000 years of botany in the fine city. The churchyard of St Martin's at Palace Church is now known as a Norwich Botanist's Garden and was officially opened to public a few weeks ago by Caroline Gerald, the Sheriff of Norwich. George Ishmael, project leader of Heavenly Gardens, said, "Over the last 1,000 years, Norwich has many residents who have contributed to the knowledge and understanding of plants, from the Benedictine monks of Norwich Cathedral, who kept alive the skills of gardening, to the present-day scientists at John Innes Institute, working to unravel the mysteries of plant life at the molecular level. Norwich has produced famous botanists like Sir Edward Hooker, the first director of Kew Gardens, and John Linley, famed secretary of the Royal Horticultural Society, who sent out plant hunters to far corners of the world. To commemorate these men and women and their contributions through the ages, a Norwich Botanist Garden has been made in the churchyard of St Martin at Palace, headquartered for the Norwich Historic Churches Trust."
Norfolk Wildlife Trust has announced a journalist and natural history writer as its new president. Patrick Barkham takes over the role from Bill Jordan, who joined as president in 2011. Mr. Barkham is a natural history writer for The Guardian, where he has worked for the last 20 years. His first book, The Butterfly Isles, was shortlisted for the 2011 Royal Society of Literature Orangi Prize. He was born and raised in Norfolk, and his father, John, played a key role in helping the Trust acquire Foxley Wood. He returned to live in Norfolk with his family in 2011. Mr. Barkham said, "Having grown up next to Booton Common, he felt everyone should have the opportunity to enjoy Norfolk wildlife. It's a massive honour to be made president, and I will do everything I can to help NWT protect wildlife, both on nature reserves and beyond them, so we can all enjoy the great benefits of a nature-rich Norfolk at a time when we need a wilder world more than ever."
Every year, tens of thousands of people enter the workforce, many choosing a career based on who inspire them. But when people think of scientists, the image may not be something everyone can relate to, which is why Norwich Science Festival is prioritising diversity in the field at their event this year. This October, the team is celebrating LGBTQ plus scientists in a series of exciting events. No matter who you are, we want to support an open and inclusive world where everyone can be themselves and share their thoughts and experience on an equal platform. Events to promote diversity also include a meet, the scientist session, on August the 29th. All events will be held at the auditorium in the forum, and the cost is free. Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Chris and Pauline will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature, and the regular information desk. So Ian and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.